So I'm with Andrew Kerr, the CEO of Cornwall Council, and it's come to a time where we're saying goodbye to Andrew. So, Andrew, just tell me about, first of all, briefly, the reason why you're off.
Yeah. Well, two major reasons. I had no intention of leaving Cornwall, but Edinburgh approached me about whether I want to take over my own capital city as a Scot, as you can hear. But also, my family live in Edinburgh, so my mother and father and my two older children, so it suited the family and it suited me professionally, so I had to go.
Okay, so let's look back on your time in Cornwall. How long has it been now?
It's been 18 months.
Okay, so over
not
that,
long enough.
So over that 18 months, what have you achieved that you're really proud of?
Yeah, well, I think I've managed to get Cornwall into a very stable platform in terms of a very clear plan for the next 5 years about how it's going to operate. Very clear plan about how we're going to find the savings that we require from government, which are £196 million, of course. And actually being able to make the case to government for freedom and flexibilities for Cornwall, which we're at quite an advanced stage on and hopefully will be delivered in this year.
And what are the things that you wanted to achieve that you're now not going to be able to achieve personally?
Well, I'd like to see all these things through, of course. We've just set a five-year plan. I'd like to see all the things in the five-year plan delivered. Certainly in terms of the freedom and flexibility for Cornwall is about being able to make use of those on the behalf of the people of Cornwall would have been something that would be next on the agenda.
What sort of things have you found a real difficulty which needs to be sorted?
I think we have to be thinking differently about how we deliver services in public service right across the board. And if anything, the importance of partnerships has become more and more obvious. And I think in the future, Cornwall will have a future that is not just about Cornwall Council, but it's about Cornwall PLC, with the council being part of that jigsaw about how we deliver public services. I think you have to prove there's better outcomes, particularly with the same resource. Nobody in public service thinks there's going to be more money over the next 5 years. Therefore, we've got to make best of the resources we have right now. And I think we can prove that by working together that we're more effective in terms of delivering services for people of Cornwall.
And what way is Edinburgh going to work with Cornwall in the future?
Well, Edinburgh will need to start working with all its partners first in the future, so it'll be Edinburgh PLC working as we go through. And I think the whole thing about Scotland and devolution has allowed everyone to think a little bit more about how services delivered locally with more freedom and flexibility can happen.
Do you think Cornwall can learn from Scotland in that way?
Well, I think both, actually, because I think Scotland's concentrated too much on the structures of devolution rather than the benefits of how working more locally can benefit the nation. And I think that's what we're trying to do here in Cornwall, and hopefully I'll be encouraging Edinburgh to do the same thing up north.